There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. And yes, I mentioned at the end of Jeff's show, I guess when I said turnout statewide for the AL2, yeah, the AL2 zone, not the whole state, but the entirety of AL2, the turnout would be 8%. Well, maybe I was Pollyanna there. It was 7.5%. We'll get into that also. One of the winners from last night in the runoff, Caroline Dobson, is going to join us around 12:30 on today's show. So that's on the way. And I do want to tell you what, I'll visit this subject with my buddy Cameron Smith, because I was going to start off talking about crawfish prices. Obviously, they've dropped because I know this without even going to look, because like my email and my text are full of people that are having crawfish boils in the next couple of weeks. So obviously the prices have come down to where you don't have to use financing to buy crawfish. But then on the food thing, and let's without further ado bring in Cameron Smith from Ale.com, the Triptych Foundation, and the Ballad of Davy Crockett movie right now streaming on your TV. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, Sean.
Okay, so the story came out. PepsiCo is recalling its Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale, okay? They're recalling it because it has sugar. It has full sugar in it. So it has full sugar, even though it's labeled as being zero sugar. Now, where I go with this, I could say, that dang PepsiCo. People that are getting it and it has full sugar aren't telling anybody. This is where if you're trying to watch weight, trying to stay away from sugar, you know, my life, trying to stay away from sugar, you lie to yourself. When I have been handed, believe me, I like sweet tea best, y'all, but when I order unsweet tea from somewhere and they screw up and give me a sweet tea, I take that one as a win and I don't say anything. Because I ordered an unsweet tea, I got the sweet tea and I drink it before anybody sees me. So I think this is going to be a big thing. I think these Schweppes Zero Sugar are going to sell big before the recall here, because people are going to say, well, I bought the zero sugar, even though it tastes really good. So I think there's a mind game going on here.
I can't play the mind game anymore, Sean. I've had unsweet tea for so long now that if I drink full-blown Southern-style sweet tea, I get the sugar shakes, and I'm worried about the diabetes. It's going to get
all right, Brimley. Yeah, but I worry about it too. I mean, I limit my sugar, obviously for weight and family heredity, for the beatus. But if I feel like it doesn't count, this is a game I play in my head. Believe me, it's completely immature, not realistic. I'm just being frank with everybody that if I ask for unsweet tea and they gave me sweet tea, I don't rat myself out. I just drink it. I'm sorry. I feel better that I've cleared my chest of that. So.
Well, that's kind of like my son who says he studies, and he's like, I'm studying, but he doesn't actually study, but he feels better when he says he's studying.
Okay. I'm probably lumped in that same thing for sure. All right. I don't know if you've looked at what happened last night with the AL2 Republican and Democrat runoff. People poured out to the polls. No, they didn't. I mean, here we are in a world where, let's see, I guessed it at 8%. I was hoping we'd break double digits. I was hoping 8%. It was 7.5% over the district turnout. I guess you can just have, if you look at the number of people that voted, you could just have small meetings of people to decide on policy now, because only so many people vote.
Yeah, no, nobody seems to care. And this is maybe one of the most important elections that Alabama's seen in a long time, and frankly, one that has, and I want to be careful here, national implications. And what I mean by that is I think you've got a very good Republican candidate that understands she's in a competitive general election. And if she's got a game plan to go out there, you could take a district that was gerrymandered to be essentially a Democratic win.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans might be able to hold. And I was very concerned. I said, no way. And then when it was Dobson and Brubaker that made the runoff, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Both of these are pretty reasonable Republicans. They're not your bomb throwers. One's sort of the incumbent style. One's new to the scene. And I think for the same reason that Katie Britt had success, I think Caroline has an option here to, if she plays her cards right and really does the work, she might be able to win this thing.
Yeah. And, it, you know, and I said this way back when they started redrawing the district. I said, what happens if we go, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 two-year cycles for the House and Republicans win AL2? Will there be a new plaintiff's, will there be a new suit? Will they come out and say, oh, you know what, this isn't, has to be redrawn?
No, I think this is redrawn. It's designed to be because it's based on race rather than political party.
Sure, but they're going to have to admit it. But they're going
to
have to admit it. That's what I'm saying. So if they go through this after drawing it, Republicans win, because they said it was about the amount of melanin or lack therein in somebody's skin, when it was really about Democrat votes. If they can't get a Democrat across the line, but they've drawn this district to have more black folks in it of voting age, then they're going to have to admit, okay, well, that didn't work. You know, I mean, they're going to have to show their hand here.
Or maybe it's just that black voters can make their own choices.
Imagine that.
And I mean, I know that's a wild thing to say, but like, imagine that they looked at their choices and said, hey, you know, and frankly, I think they've got two choices that are good in the sense of you got a younger Democrat who is a forward-looking candidate, and you've got a younger Republican who's the same way. And so, I wish we had more decisions like that to make. But I think what you're going to see here is a truly competitive race in a deep red state in a district that's not. And this should be instructive. If Dobson wins, it's because she understood how to reach out to Democrats and say, hey, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to be against you. I'm going to represent you well, and didn't manage to not alienate the Republican base. I think that's the hard sell in Alabama, is it's a very, very red state. And a lot of times what it's going to take to win that seat is very pragmatic, very reasonable, not the bomb throwing, angry outrage stuff. And we'll see if she's got the goods. I don't know her personally, but I'm impressed with what I've seen so far. And I think she's got a good chance.
Okay. So this is a good segue into your latest opinion column over at AL.com and at the human soup angle about that. But you went through this conversation in a hot tub, right? A hot tub conversation about the Civil War. I've been getting this since I launched this station. People will call me and say, we're up against the Civil War, man. It's the Civil War happening, Sean. You ask the same question I do. No wonder we run together well. When the people say, well, there's going to be a Civil War, what'd you ask in this hot tub there?
Yeah, this is a hot tub at the gym, and these guys were talking, talk turned to politics, and it got kind of dark. It was Civil War's imminent. We've got to figure out what we're going to do. And I just said, hey, guys, who are we going to shoot first?
Yeah.
And I mean,
I'm like, who are you going to go shoot? Who are you shooting?
And they, I mean, basically, the column, y'all got to go check it out. Mm-hmm. This was one of the funnest ones that I've written in a while. I mean, I loved it because the conversation was basically all these folks that were afraid that everyone was about starting to shoot everyone, but nobody there was actually willing to shoot anyone. And they didn't even really know why. And they were just upset, right? They were upset about the way things are going in Washington. They were upset.
And that's
upset
a fair culture. That's a fair opinion. That's a fair opinion. Absolutely. To be disgusted and sick of what goes on in Washington. But when people go, there's a Civil War, I go, what about the geography? It's not the, what are y'all talking about? Who's shooting whom and what state? What are you doing?
And who's shooting who and why? And, you know, what is it that would happen? They said, well, if they come for my guns, well, yeah, but like if they don't,
yeah,
what are you going to do? Like if they started shooting at your family, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to shoot back. Yeah.
Short of that, well, they're just super woke or they use pronouns and stuff. Like,
but how are you going to find those people to shoot? I mean, if you ask those people, how are you going to find those people and you're going to go shoot at them. I just don't get it, man.
Well, and it quickly, what it helped is it de-escalated the conversation, because I was like, come on. If somebody says, no, my pronouns are they, are you going to shoot them? Well, no, but that's annoying. I'm like, okay.
It is annoying.
Say what you mean. You're annoyed, but you are not yet ready to shed blood, which means, and I mean, then there's a Democrat in every hot tub, you know? And this guy comes out and he says, well, what about January 6th, that insurrection? And I said, look, those folks that broke the law should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So tell me who we're going to shoot. Again, he couldn't do it. He's like, nope, I don't want to shoot anybody, but they might want to shoot me. And I said, well, I want you to think about this.
They don't want to shoot you either, sport.
Right. And I said, two-thirds of the Republican Party was told by Donald Trump that the election was stolen, that it was rigged, it was all these things. And y'all are saying that you're worried about them shooting you. Well, guess what? Every one of those people that believe that still decided that voting is a better way to solve this than a revolution. The January 6th, whatever that was poorly executed, you know, by anybody, any stretch of the imagination. And so my point is, you got a whole lot of people that are at least saying they believe the election was stolen, and yet they aren't starting a revolution. That either means they don't believe Donald Trump, or they're really, really dedicated to the civil resolution of conflict. And I mean, he looked at me like I'd shot his puppy, because he was he just knew that these folks were out there that were just waiting for the chance to shoot him. And yeah. I just said, that's just not true. That's crazy talk.
No, and that gets set up. I mean, it's political, right? It gets set up to say people who disagree, people are supporting Trump, because I'll talk to liberal folks and they're like, y'all are all waiting for the next dog whistle and the thing to do. I said, what? There's just no beating. The people actually have their own opinions. And, you know, the majority of the folks, I agree with you, the people that broke in the Capitol, different story. But the majority of people there, I defend, because they were there doing this beautiful First Amendment thing and right to petition the government. That part is should be celebrated. I mean, that's normal American stuff.
Yeah, and I believe that we need to separate this extreme type stuff. And I'm just going to say that from now on. If you're telling me we're on the brink of a civil war, or our society is just on the verge, well, who are we going to shoot and why? And if you can't answer that, then we're not ready for that. And I hope we never get there, because what I'm seeing is a lot of folks that have been scared by politicians, have been told their way of life is over. And then I go out to the ballpark and I see my community and I'm like, actually, life's pretty great. And the difference between the world on Twitter and the world as it is massive right now, and some folks need to put their phones down and go outside.
Well said. People want to read more about that, of course, then go straight to AL.com. They want to find you on social media in general. Where do they do it?
At D as in David, at D Cameron Smith on X is the easiest way. Or you can look for me on Facebook and just look for the good looking Cameron Smith.
Yeah, that's what you keep telling them. All right, brother, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you.
All right, there he goes, Cameron Smith, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile. Phone number 343-0106. Yeah, it is National Crawfish Day. What's your best price for a cooked pound? What are you seeing out there? Help me out. Let me know. 343-0106. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:23, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Yeah, like we need a day for it, but it is National Crawfish Day. I was looking at some ponds when I was leaving the farm today. I may go the roadside. I think I have easement where I can sling a trap into. But yeah, National Crawfish Day. What you doing out there? You celebrating? Seems like prices have gotten right, because I've bunch of people are having boils now that wouldn't when it was $13.99 a pound or something like that. Also, turnout 7.5% turnout of registered voters, not just Alabamians inside AL2, of registered voters out there. What's the story? This texture says no turnout because politicians don't care. So why should the people? Politicians care. They run for office. They care. They care enough to run for office, and the people that back them and themselves, they put a lot of money into it. So that's why you should care, to have the best person in that job. So I think the politicians do care. Now, they care about getting in office. I mean, you say, well, I don't like it what they do when they get in office. Okay, fine. Then care and put the person you want in office. Pat said, I got a sweet tea at the waterfront last weekend at Daphne. Had to put three lemons in that sucker to be able to drink the blanking blank unsweet junk. Listen, Pat, all I'm saying, and I don't like it, but I can't have the, because you know, because I'm not going to drink just one, right? I'll have like three. And that's like, believe me, I want the sweet tea. I just don't let myself have it. But I have this kind of, I lie to myself. If I get a sweet tea by mistake, I don't say anything. I just drink it. I'm like, then it didn't count. All right. He goes on to say, you can't break into the Capitol building. They illegally tried to stop Americans from entering an American-owned building during business hours. They were kicking through the glass to get in. They weren't lining up and queuing up at front to go in, Pat. So I see a difference between those folks and then the 95% of the people that were there to petition their government. Now, this is interesting. So Michael says, and a couple of people, you're not the only one on it. Michael said spring break had a say in the D2 race turnout for sure. Now, that's an interesting angle. Well said, because Brandon said the same thing. I was going to vote, but at spring break with the kids, they want a boat ride. That is interesting because, you know, we have the staggered, I think this week is Mobile County spring break. I wonder if that's factored in. I wonder if the political folks factor that in when spring break hits, because that is, if you're going to take a trip with the family. Now, you would know that ahead of time, I guess, and you could get a, you know, get an absentee and go ahead and do that. But yeah, that might have been a factor. I don't know that that's the factor that has it at 7.5%, but you make, both of y'all are making some good points. Good points there, that there's an effect that I didn't even think about, because we had, my kids had the spring break the weekend following, Easter. Like Easter started, that weekend started, so I know Mobile County is this week. Let's see. Rock and Roll Doctor said, I've been a broken record for 20 years. I'd like to shoot the Federal Reserve System, if not only for its destruction of the U.S. dollar, but because it ain't federal at all, and that's just the beginning of it. Okay, so you're shooting the Federal Reserve. But what Cameron asked in that hot tub, which is all kind of strange, but is a question I've asked before. I'm like, who are you shooting? And people, you know. And the geography of it. I know there's a movie coming out about it, or it's already out, the Civil War movie, and I'm interested to see that. I did see over the weekend the Hunted movie, the one that caused all the controversy when it was coming out, which was probably drummed up, where they were hunting conservatives. These elite liberals were hunting conservatives. And I thought it was like a – I mean, there's some gore in it, but it's a comedy movie. And the liberals get it at the end. It's a comedy. The people that are saying they were so upset about it, if you watch that movie, it's really not like – I probably never watch it again. But it's kind of laughable, the whole thing. This is a lot here. Terry, I'll get back to it. I see you're talking about Caitlin Clark. Jerry says, I wonder what he was doing in a hot tub full of guys in the first place. He was at the he goes and works out like nuts. So that's it. Yeah, don't have to worry about that with Cameron, Jerry. He's pretty solid. Jason said, I'd show up to vote for Dog Catcher. I wish everyone took it more serious. You and I both. John says, having a gambling vote in September rather than in the general election in November is designed for low turnout, and September bodes well for opposition to gambling. Yeah, and John, and you bring up a good point there, but back to the people that talked about the spring break angle, that's one that I completely missed. Okay, people are on spring break. But you look at the turnout here, I will say that I don't know where all the school systems, so, and Dalton did a great job breaking this down. It was 7.5 turnout statewide. Now, Mobile County, you know, bettered the average, did a little, 9.1% turnout, still not double digits. Washington County, they had a couple additional races running in Washington County. It was 15.1%. Wasn't one of the people for county commissioner or something, first name Termite? I need to meet that old boy. Termite something, I think he won. Clark County, 14.1% turnout. Monroe County, so home to Caroline Dobson up there, or original home, 18.5%. Conecuh County, 18.1%. Butler County, 13.5%. Crenshaw County, 13.1%. Pike County, 12.1%. Montgomery, 13.6%. Bullock, 21.1%. Wow. Bullock had the big turnout there. Barber, 10.1%. Russell County, 5.1%. Macon County, 14.1%. And counties inside AL2. But did they all, you know, was the spring break a factor there as well? Or
All
right, coming back, more Midday Mobile. I think Carolyn Dobson is now in a meeting. That's what happens when you win the runoff. So she may not be on with us till tomorrow. So we'll just do our thing when we come back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Call 35 FM Talk 1065. Phone number 343-0106. 343-0106. You can also check us out by doing one of those voice, the talkback messages. And Leanna, can you help me too? I just got a message from our buddy David McCrary. If you could get him on the line, that would be good. I'd appreciate that if you can get him on the line. So, and you can use the FM Talk 1065 app, which is pretty cool for a bunch of other reasons, but one of the features on there, talkback message, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, on that text line here, Roy in Spanish Fort says, pass ranked voting in Alabama and do away with the runoff. But do you think they would do that? Right? I don't. The problem is you have to have we'd have to have the inmates sentence themselves to that, and that probably wouldn't go down very well. So I see what you're saying, Roy. I don't think it happens. Summerdale Tony said liberals hunting conservatives remind me of the Purge movies, and I haven't seen those. But this movie that it's a couple years old, but it was going to be this big deal. I saw it. I thought it was laughable. I don't think it was like any kind of major. I mean, the premise of it was that they got conspiracy theorists and conservatives and put them in this spot, and the liberal elites were hunting them, which I was going, how they get their hands on the guns and all that. But don't worry. It was more of a comedy than anything else. Right. Y'all say hello to my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Actually traveling now to find more vehicles for LCM Motor Cars. Hey, man.
Fixing to fly home here in about 10 minutes. Had a great 2 days. Ended up buying 24 vehicles, cars, trucks, small SUVs, anything you can imagine. So we're going to have a great inventory towards the end of this week and everything. We know what it all is now. We got pictures of it if you want to come by and see it.
Yeah, and remind folks of that, too, that y'all do that kind of headhunter thing. So, when you go to these different places, I mean, you're getting the cream of the crop around here of vehicles, but you go all these other places. So if somebody's looking for a truck or a car or an SUV they can't find around here, you may be able to find it somewhere else.
Yeah, and where I'm at right now, we really found some good, clean vehicles. They're already detailed. They're already cleaned up and ready to go. Frontline pieces is what we call them. So it should be something that as soon as it comes off the truck, we'll be able to deliver it with confidence.
All right. Tell folks if they want to check out that inventory in person and online, how do they find you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Give us a call at 251-375-0068. Or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. There'll be a lot of new inventory on the website without pictures, but we do have some pictures we can get you.
All right, good stuff. David, safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, David McCrary checking in from points distant and bringing vehicles back to Mobile. All right, So Monty says, I voted in Sims yesterday. The poll worker was in a bad mood because the turnout was horrible. She said, quote, I guess they don't care if they don't care or they vote doesn't matter, end quote. I'm sure she was accurate in her depiction because I didn't get there till 6:50 p.m. Well, listen, as long as you get there before 7, Monty, I mean, we'll see an increased turnout, of course, on the presidential cycle, but I don't know why we don't do the work in primaries and primary runoffs to get the right people in there to go vote in the general. It's the sizzle, I guess, of it, right? Oh, it's presidential, but what about all the other offices that make a big difference? C.B. Carl said, if I don't vote, I feel like I'm discounting the blood that was spilled to give me that right. Preach, brother, preach. Ben says, when the Civil War starts, are we talking general rules of engagement or purge-style rules because it makes a difference? Yeah, I don't know the rules. I just think when you stop people, I'm glad Cameron did, and say, wait, who are you going to go shoot? Who are you going to go shoot? By the way, another texter says, doesn't buy the spring break argument. Robert says, 7.5%. Are you kidding me? I'm not buying the spring break excuse. I don't. I mean, it's one I hadn't thought of, though, Robert. When it was, yeah, I hadn't. I mean, if you're going to be, how many voters is that, though? I mean, if you're taking the kids to wherever, you're going to Disney, you're going to the Smokies, you're going to be whatever. If you're going somewhere kind of distant, if you're going somewhere distant, then but then you would know, I guess, ahead of time you plan this. I don't know. It's just something I hadn't thought of. So thank you to those who brought it up. Roy in Spanish Ford, who had talked about ranked voting, he said, heck no, I don't expect them to pass it. It weakens the Republican and Democrat grip on us versus them. They're too scared. Now, Terry says ranked voting is a danger to democracy. So there we go. So we can comment on a poor turnout. A poor turnout. And we will try to get Caroline Dobson and Shamari Figures on hopefully multiple times between now and November to hear them talk about their plans for AL2. What can you do for us, right? That's what we'll find out. All right. The mention, and Dalton came in here and said, did you see this thing on Dubai? The news story that you're talking about, the rainstorm in Dubai, did bring me to another of my schemes out here, that global warming could be a chance to make some cash. And it wasn't until, I'm only telling you this idea now because I found out that I cannot buy land in Greenland as a foreigner, which, by the way, let's think about that too. As we talk about the Chinese buying land in the United States and all these other places, so my cockamamie scheme, which I thought was brilliant at the time, was saying with global warming coming, right, and melting, especially accelerated as you go north, we don't see much of it here, but you go north, with Greenland, which they smartly named Greenland to try to incentivize people to come, that was a place that was very little green around the fringes, right? But you had big ice pack and glaciers in the middle. I said, okay, well, if it's melting, can I buy this land for very, very cheap, right? And soon it will melt and expose great pasture and then ship up a bunch of cattle up there and run cattle operations for way cheaper per acre, right? And then sell them into Europe or whatever. So I'm only telling you my great idea now because it won't work, because I think Denmark, right, controls Greenland. And a foreigner, I can't buy property there. And I was looking even for houses in Greenland. I can buy the house, but I don't own the land that's underneath it. Kind of like folks at Bates Lake, y'all would be sent. So Greenland's a lot like Bates Lake. You could have your camp there, but you don't own the land underneath it. Same thing in Greenland. So that's the only reason I'm letting this idea out. So now my new one here with this story about here it is from CNBC. The hubbub is, so you heard the story that said there's this rain, big rain they had. It said, big rain in Dubai, other Gulf states, and they're talking about the cloud seeding they've been doing. Could somebody cue up Widespread Panic's Hatfield in the background for me while I do this? Great song, great story too. It's a song, y'all. It's a band and a song, and it talks about seeding rain. But no, we'll get to that in a second. So the hubbub is the UAE government is now denying cloud seeding that took place before the Dubai floods. Says the National Center of Meteorology, a government task force responsible for cloud seeding missions in the United Arab Emirates, has denied reports it carried out weather modification technique in the run-up to the heavy storms across the country, therefore exacerbating flooding in places like Dubai. The organization told CNBC that it did not dispatch pilots for seeding operations before or during the storm that struck the UAE on Tuesday. Now, mind you, before this story gets, if they did, there'll be a whole bunch of people who say, well, look at this. It's raining in places it never rains. It's global warming or weather change, which I'm going to tell you, there's a silver lining or a green lining to this. But they have been doing these, seeding operations where you make the situation better for rain. You seed the clouds. Well, the organization is saying they did not do it in this case. Omar Al-Yazidi, deputy director of the NCM, said the agency did not conduct any seeding operations during this event. He added, one of the basic principles of cloud seeding is you have to target clouds in its early stage before it rains. If you have a severe thunderstorm situation, then it's too late to conduct any seeding operations. Well, yesterday, the country experienced its heaviest downpour to date, with more than 10 inches of rainfall in the Emirate of Al Ain, according to NCM figures. 10 inches of rainfall here is I mean, you're running a flatboat down Dolphin Street, right? I mean, that's it, even here where we have ditches and topography that do better for getting, you know, soaking up the water. 10 inches is in, it's crazy. It was Hurricane George. Remember that was like, was that 28 inches or something? But 10 inches even here is huge. So it falls in a place where it's not set up to soak in the water. So it's a big deal. I'm sure this NCM, if they did it, is eliminating all records so they don't get sued on this. But the NCM denial follows, this is further in the story, says the NCM denial follows an earlier Bloomberg report in which Ahmed Habib, special meteorologist, said that they had stemmed partly from cloud seeding. Habib later told CNBC that six pilots had flown missions as part of a regular protocol, but had not seeded any clouds. CNBC was not able to independently verify the reports. And goes on to say, cloud seeding, the process used to enhance rainfall, has been an integral part of the UAE's mission to solve water shortages. Seeding missions were introduced in the 1990s, and more than 1,000 hours of cloud seeding are now performed annually. NCM said that it tracked the incoming heavy rainfall, but did not target any clouds during that period, attributing the storm to natural rainfall. All right, so what I'm getting at here, and they're trying to get water, but I'm thinking just the way I had my scheme there for running cattle on Greenland. It maybe you can start looking at places in the, you know, Arabian Peninsula, something like that, where that'll be good pasture ground. Cattle folks out there see what I'm talking about. You can go in there and buy it cheap, right? And then just wait for it to rain. Then come in there. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, you run fescue or bahia in there. I don't know what you're going to grow in there. But, they're doing the seeding thing. So I wonder if you could attribute global weather pattern changes to what they're doing there to seed rain in these clouds. But yeah, 10 inches of rain in the Arab states, it is probably, I don't know, I don't have the stats in front of me. I imagine they don't see 10 inches of rain in a year, right? Yeah, okay, it said here, it doesn't say the total, but it said the Gulf states experienced a rise in rainfall in the last few years, and precipitation is expected to increase by 15 to 30% in the coming years. So, I don't know. Will the idea of the Gulf states now be one of green pastures and not, you know, of blowing desert sands? And then what happens then? If you have a green Arabian Peninsula, what does that do to the weather somewhere else in the world? Right? Are the eco-warriors going after the cloud seeding? I don't think so, but just an idea. All right, head to the news and come right back. More of, oh, here we go. Here's widespread panic in Hatfield. A little cloud seeding music as we go to the news on Midday Mobile on this kind of cloudy, looking like it might rain Wednesday.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:52 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Hey, rock and roll doctor said you think JB. He's talking about John Bell from Widespread Panic. Do you think JB was referring to Indians as from India? I don't think they like us much either. No, that would be the... I think JB was talking about the natives there in California. But yeah, so the cloud seeding thing, which, you know, if you go online and read about... Some people say it's you know, not real, and then there's people say, well, it is, and here's the science behind it, all that. I don't know. I've spoken as a guy who can divine for water... Or as we're the mountain people, my mom's side of the family comes from, we call it witch in water. How you find? I mean, I know this is one of the umpteen crazy things, and I don't. It's something I can do, and I don't believe in it. It makes no sense to me. But I was taught by my grandfather, and and cut a peach limb and find water for you. You can do it with wire, too. Dowsing, some people call it. Divining, witching. You go online and read, it's like, it's not a thing. It doesn't, but I can tell you that I've done it many times and found water doing that. So, and if y'all want me to come out to your place to do it, it's going to be $50 plus maybe lunch when I'm out there. I think that my grandfather used to get, they'd feed him, and I think back then he'd get like $20, which was big money back then. He'd come off the farm, he'd cut limbs and go find places for people to put their wells in. Like, listen, I come from the Allegheny Mountain people. Since there's no, I don't know. We throw salt over our shoulder, do all that kind of stuff. All right, let's see. Fire Dog says, it's not a matter of who you shoot first. Maybe he goes on to his kid's ball game in white suburbia and doesn't see an issue. Can you go to that same ball game in other places? Say a southern border town in Texas or Arizona. I wouldn't take my kid there. How long before a state like Texas just throws its hands up? If Biden wins again and says, enough, we're just going to deport these people, blank you, what happens at that point? I don't know. I don't know, Fire Dog. That part, what Texas is kind of doing, it's a tough thing, because while I cheer efforts of Texas to secure their border, I do look at the law, right? And that is in the province of the federal government. So you know where I am, which is boring. I agree with the spirit of it, so change the law. Oh, cool. Dirt Digger said, hey, Sean, I love Bates Lake Road. We used to own all of it in the 1920s. Family sold it off. They had no vision. He sent me that picture. Yeah, Dirt Digger, that's a picture right there from the ramp looking at the floating camp right across from the launch at Bates Lake. So you got Bates Lake is like, you know, you could own your structure, but not. That's what they said for Greenland when I looked into it. I could buy a house in Greenland. I can't buy any land. This is all part of my big scheme. But you could buy a house in Greenland, but you didn't own the land underneath it. Mailman says you can't buy land over there either. Okay, meaning like UAE and Saudi. Foreigners can't buy land over there either. You have to be a native member of that country in order to purchase property. Dang it, Mailman. All my great ideas here for exploiting climate change. You know, I was like, anyway, if we're going to do this thing, then I'm going to make some money on it. They've now been ruined. You ruined my dreams. All right, Sheila. Hey, Sheila. Said, perhaps there are several factors for low primary voting. Number one, people are just upset with politics and politicians in general. Two, they divert to those in the know. Make a primary choice for the general election. Number three, runoffs generally follow the same thought process. As a citizen, voting is one of the most important duties and responsibilities we have. You get what you vote for, so don't complain when they, in quotes, do it for you. You forfeited your right to be heard through your vote. Yeah, but that doesn't stop people from belly aching, but I agree. And so Michaels, with what other people were saying earlier, he says, I don't think the spring break is what killed turnout. I think it just killed your hope for double digits. Well, you know, we have to be aspirational. We'll just name that person Well Driller. Said, local well driller here. I can witch a well anytime with my drilling rig. Yeah, so what my people would go do, well driller, is we'd find where to drill the well, and then they come in and drill the well. That's what my people did, and I guess I can continue to do. And if you look, grandfather always told me you had to have a W. This is how mountain people y'all laugh. How country and mountain I come from. That if you squeeze up your hands, if you can do it, you make a W with the wrinkles on your hands. So I'm looking at them right now, and it's upside down the way I'm looking at it. It looks like an M, but it's how it is on most people. So I have W's on both of my hands and the creases in the middle. And my grandfather always said that showed you could witch water. And taught me early and still don't believe that I could do it, but I do it. Sean says that Gold Rush Whitewater show used dowsing to find gold. Now, I wish grandfather would have taught me to witch for gold. That would have been more profitable than just finding water out there. Jerry says, I've seen it done with metal wire several times. Yeah, we did a little bit of wire, Jerry, with my grandfather, but it was always up there. This is in the south central Pennsylvania in the mountains. Cut peach limb, cherry limbs, sometimes willow. And he always say, well, willow, you know, willow, Sean, is always going to be trying to find water because it's a willow. But yeah, we cut different limbs. He taught me early on. It's like, no, you want that one. You don't want that one. I did see him do it with wire. Look at this, C.B. Carl. My grandfather found most of the old wells in Bear Point that way. Cool. So there's a spirit of it here. Good deal. Well, that's good. So we got that going for us, y'all. Maybe that'll be in need one day. I don't know. Technology's outpaced the old country stuff like that, but I like to hold on to it. Neither of the kids have the W on their hands. I'm going to try to like force some crease into their hands so I can teach them and pass that along. And cool, Joshua sending me more pictures from the old BLR, Bates Lake Road. Cool, I know that mural painted on that wall, and I know those camps quite well. Yeah, so that's, I guess, the situation. Bates Lake Road is like the camps there are like it would be in Greenland. I can buy the house in Greenland, can't buy the land underneath it. So there goes my cockamamie scheme. All right, coming right back, Erica Thomas from 1819 News. I don't know if she can divine for water or not, but she'll join us, talk with her about several stories that are up on the website right now. Plus, coming up in the second half of next hour, Patrick Jump with Warrior Legacy Ranch. What he's trying to put together right here in our area is pretty special. We'll talk to him about that when we come back at 1:30. But Erica is next. News, actually, is next.